episode 665, just in time.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Ladies, I am so excited that you have taken the time to join me today. I know your schedule is really busy. I know it's filled with lots of things that are a priority in your life. But you know what? You are taking care of you right now. And so thank you so much. Just in time. Yes, you are just in time. And for those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm delighted that you're here. If you already haven't had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solution to keep your life simpler as you pursue your life's passion, purpose, and presence. You know, we can get really bogged down as a woman. We can get kind of really just chaotic, crazy. I know I was running my life that way for a very long time, doing everything, saying yes, 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 yes. There was never a no in my vocabulary. It was just do, 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 go, 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 go. I can do it all. Maybe you're running your life that way right now, trying to build a business, trying to run a family, raising children, trying to support your husband, trying to volunteer at church, trying to do that extra thing that you have on the calendar and trying to coach and trying to, I mean, come on, how much more can we put in to our calendar? And sometimes we forget what's right before us, and that's our own home. Proverbs 14:1 says this, "The wise woman builds her house, but the foolish pulls it down with her hands." I was doing that for many years, not knowing it. I was walking, thinking I was doing what, well, was expected of me, not just by my peers and by my family and by my mom and my dad, but I was doing it because I really did think that that's what God wanted. And I think he did want a part of that. The problem was, is that I began to focus too much on those outcomes and not realizing what was in my own backyard. Just in time. Just in time, God came in. And he did it every single time. He tried to throw up red flags, which saved us along the way. I'm talking about our marriage, our family. But the problem was I never caught on to those red flags that he kept throwing my way, saying, hello, pay attention to me. And I would kind of, it would catch my eye a little bit. It would trigger me, and I would go, and I'd chase it and try to put the fire out. And I'd go back to doing what I was doing, not really taking time to see what was in my backyard. The wise woman builds her house, but the foolish pulls it down with her hands. I was being the foolish woman. I was trying to do it all, stuffing my schedule. I'm not saying that you're stuffing your schedule right now, but I want you to reflect on that today. Are you trying to build everybody else up and forgetting what's in your own backyard? Are you hurried and scurried? Thanksgiving's around the corner here for the United States. We've got Christmas then coming up. Hanukkah, all of these celebrations that happen. And they're great celebrations. But with all of these celebrations also comes what? Decorating, parties. Oh, wait, more parties, more celebrations, plays, musicals. And that's not even taking into account maybe, you know, block parties, maybe, you know, you have, your husband has a job party that you have to go to. I mean, all these things that are added extra to your schedule. And yet, we're still not using the word no. We're saying yes to everything. We're slowly pulling apart and pulling down our own home. What's in your backyard? You see, it took a real shakeup for me to realize that what I thought I was doing really wasn't right. That my focus was, yes, it was a good focus. It wasn't that it was bad. I mean, come on. I'm leading praise kids and taking over 120 to 150 children and working with them 3 times a year, putting together many Broadway musicals, and we would perform them for Christ and leading them. That's important. But could I have done that and maybe done it a different way? Maybe not have been so perfectionist, so to speak. And still it would have been okay. I wouldn't have had to have spent hours upon hours, weeks upon weeks, when I should have been focusing on my own backyard? What about those times where I baked those cookies and stayed up late when I should have been snuggling with my husband instead? The problem is, it's not the moment that it happens. It's when you continually, you know, reproduce that moment. That became my, well, getaway. Because I was a stay-at-home mom. I was a CEO of the family. I was taking care of five children, homeschooling them. My husband would go to work and he would come home late because he was building his practice. He was building his career, of which both of us agreed that that's what he was supposed to be doing. So don't get me wrong, I was in support of that. But you see, I was losing a part of me in all of this. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know my own backyard. And this was a foolish woman here, pulling her own house down. You don't want to be foolish in your life. When you're playing the game of life, you got to up the ante and you got to play and you got to be the wise woman. We talked about yesterday on episode 664, Confessions of an Upset Mama, the Game of Life. And in there, I gave you a kiss. The kiss was what? One step at a time. And we talked about Matthew 7:7 in there. Of ask, seek, and knock. Are you really asking and seeking and knocking the direction that God wants you to go so you can take care of your backyard? Because if you can't take care of your backyard, you can't take care of the front yard either. We can't do it all. We can't be Wonder Woman without God. I tried at times because I was in control. Oh, I know I can do it. I'll make it happen. For some strange reason, I figured I can put 26 to 30 hours in a 24-hour day. Oh, I can make it happen. That's not my position to be playing with because I'm hurting the people right in front of me, my family, and ultimately myself. Which when you think about it, when I'm doing that, I'm destroying Christ too. His heart breaks. Because I'm not fulfilling what I need to be fulfilling as a woman in my marriage, as a mother, as a business leader. You can't be everything to everybody if you can't take care of first your backyard. The wise woman builds her house, but the foolish pulls it down with her hands. Are you being wise in your choices, in your schedule? We've been talking a lot about joy this week. Are you filling your schedule with stuff or are you making room for the joy? Are you uncovering the joy that God desires for you? Are you willing to step it up in the game of life, to ask, to seek, to knock? You know, sometimes you got to stop the rat race. Get off the daggum hamster wheel. Be the wise woman that God created you to be. Yeah, it's scary as all get out. It is. Because you don't know what that life is like exactly. No, you don't. Because you haven't lived it yet. You haven't walked it yet. But I'm telling you, it's an adventure like none other. It's one that you will relish in. You will grow. You will just totally soar. And God will give you all that you need. The endurance to survive. The strength, the discipline, the direction, the fortitude. He will give you everything you need. Why? Because he's already given it to you. You are his creation. And all he asks of you is for you to create your now within him. The wise woman builds her house, but the foolish pulls it down with her hands. Ask, seek, knock today. Get in the game of life God's way. Uncover the joy that's deep within you so you can live this incredible life that God wants you to have. You can build that business to serve others. You can live out your passion and you can make your dreams a reality. I believe in you and I'm carrying your belief torch until you're ready to carry it yourself. God and I are there right by your side. So it's time. Stand up right now where you are. Come on, shoulders back. Head tall. You are a wise woman. So go today and make wise choices, because you are no fool. God did not create a fool. He created a wise woman of impact, a woman that you are. Congratulations, you're on your way. I cannot wait to see you soar and to see you grow and to really see you explore all of what God has in store for you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.